and welcome to another edition of Leading and Growing Your Real Estate Business. Coach James Shorty, aka Shorty, and welcome to another edition. I'm so honored and privileged to have this amazing guest with us today, Kathy Baker. With multiple awards and matched by a stellar reputation across the industry and community, Kathy is a market leader in high-end real estate across the central coast of New South Wales. Consistently achieving outstanding results for her clients, Kathy builds client relationships for one life, one transaction at a time. Recognized by her meticulous planning and attention to detail, Kathy is a leading real estate agent as she is the successful principal of Bell Property Central Coast. Now, Kathy holds, how about this, 5 suburb records, including the highest sale record on the Central Coast. Absolutely incredible. With a background as an interior designer, Kathy's eye for detail is sophisticated, particularly when it comes to professional property styling and home improvement advice for her clients. Over the past few years, Kathy has grown her business by dividing into 4 separate business units, and she has specifically chosen to grow her team by employing people from more diverse backgrounds and ethnicities, including airlines, hotel, hospitality industries, and welcoming some local younger employees to the real estate industry. By striving to employ the right people with the right attitude, oh, I love this. I'm going to dive into this a little bit more. From a service background, Kathy is then able to train and guide her team personally, instilling her own unique style of doing business. This ethos serves her ultimate goal of holding onto her clients for life, which is very, very true. Maintaining 80%, oh my goodness, referral pipeline, and making it easy to secure and welcome new clients. Oh my goodness, this is going to be a fun conversation. Kathy, so honored and privileged to have you here today. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, James. Glad to be with you.
Amazing. Now, you've had, like, what a journey. I mean, yeah. You know, obviously, we've known each other for a while now, but noticing and watching your journey and your growth within the industry and just achievements, it's just been blown away. But like, if you take it back to that first time when you go, cool, real estate's a good idea, let's get into that. What was that time frame for you? Take us back then.
I didn't really ever have a thought about real estate. It was more the fact that I decided I needed a job and a friend offered me a job in a real estate business that brought me into real estate. I'd never really considered it before or really even taken much notice about property in general before I started in real estate 12 years ago. So, yeah.
It was. Wow, what a journey. and so fast forward to now, like, you've got so many amazing things going on. Where are you at with the business and what's going on in your world at the moment? Because you're speaking, you're coaching, you're doing some amazing things.
Yeah, look, my business is always evolving and there's always, you know, excitement around that, and there's always new ideas that, you know, come to me and I suddenly take a new course. But in general, I think we're going through a growth stage. We've got 5 different businesses. They're all thriving and growing rapidly. We're focusing on building a really strong foundation. So in the next 5 years, I can step back and become more strategic, and the people within the business will, you know, carry through everything with regards to it and be able to continue, you know, the operational side of the business with me, not as reliant on the business, not being as reliant on me. And so I can spend more time coaching the team that are there and helping drive the business forward and look at new opportunities and initiatives.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, when I did your intro, it's about, you know, finding the right people, and you've saying about looking at people outside the industry. What's your thinking around that? Why do you think that's so important?
Look, I think in general, in my experience, I haven't been hugely successful with hiring the right agents within the business. And I think it's a challenge that a lot of business owners have, that they try and find successful, experienced agents. And in my case, you know, I have a very different way of doing business. So to me, you know, I do business based on a long-term relationship. I believe in nurturing clients for life. And I don't find that a lot of established real estate agents have that same ethos about how they work. They're more about, you know, clipping the ticket and getting the immediate done and focusing on the short term. And, you know, that doesn't work with the way that I operate. So I prefer to bring people in and train them from scratch, because that way I can train them in my system. And it means that we get somebody that's service oriented, that's, you know, customer service focused, that's there and understands we're playing the long game, that we're nurturing people. And we start with the cadets. So their job is to make friends and just keep those doors open by having continual interaction and continual contact with people every 12 weeks, and then build on that so that that pipeline starts to be able to build in both buyers and sellers. And then we can nurture those people through. And that's been really successful for us. That's what we've built our business on.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Do you think the industry is becoming aware of it needs to be that relationship, or do you think it's still more transactional focused?
I think a lot of the agencies are not really waking up to the fact that if they don't change within this next decade, they risk becoming obsolete, because, you know, the lead generators, the realestate.coms of the world that can, you know, take your client review, turn it around into a lead, and be able to market directly to the client if you're not nurturing the relationship with them, then, you know, there's more risk of you losing more business to technology competitors than there is to actual other real estate agent competitors in this market. And I think, you know, if you don't protect yourself and have a different value proposition, then, you know, more valuable than a robot.
Yeah. And so do you see then, like, the future of the industry more computer-based, but on, I guess, as you said, generating more inquiries and so forth, but then building up that relationship aspect of it? Is that where you see the next few years within the industry?
I think that there's a place for technology and robots to help you get to the client. Once you get to the client, if you don't nurture and have long-term relationships with the clients within your community, then you're at risk of always having to fight to get new business, and fighting against the technology as well as the other agents in the marketplace. And, you know, why would you list with somebody that you don't have a relationship with? There's no loyalty there. There's no reason to come back. So unless you're going to discount your fee to 1% or less, then, you know, it's not going to be a profitable future for you unless you find a different way of doing business, in my opinion. Yeah.
So true. So true. So what's the market like on the Central Coast at the moment? What's happening up there? That's a beautiful place of the world. What's happening?
Yes.
What's happening around there?
Well, it's nice and buoyant for spring. We've seen everybody hold off listing, I think, all year with the interest rate rises, and then they've all come together at spring, and just now we've got an abundance of property hitting the market at a rapid rate. And there's quite a lot of sales being made, as you would expect at this time of year.
Yeah, fantastic. And where do you see, I mean, there's obviously no crystal ball, but where do you see the market heading over the next 6 to 12 months, do you think?
I actually think we'll have a flood of properties over the next 6 months particularly. And I think that's something that agents need to be aware of and careful of, is the fact that the market could be flooded straight after Christmas with an abundance of holiday home owners who have not had their occupancy that they would like over the last 12 months because of the revenge travel that we saw.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of them have had a lot lower incomes than they'd anticipated this year. And also with increasing interest rate rises and other factors, it could be that stress brings a lot of holiday homes to market straight after Christmas, after they've had their annual Christmas income, because of the fact that they could be scared about the fact it could be very quiet or very competitive from April onwards. So that's something to be aware of. But I think the market in general is, yeah, I think there's in a lot of areas, there's still a shortage of stock. There's not the oversupply that we expected. But in other areas, there's a huge amount on the market. So it's different, I suppose, in everybody's marketplace. But it's really just a matter of being in tune to the market that you're in and being able to control what you can control by making sure you're doing your price adjustments and you're bringing your vendors in the market together.
Yeah, beautiful. And so what I like to find is what makes our guests tick a little bit more and what goes on between our lovely between the ears. I want to find out, because you're so busy, right? You've got so many amazing things on the go. How do you personally manage your own time?
I'm very disciplined with my time, and you know, it starts at 5:30 in the morning when I'm down at the beach with the dog having my hour of power and just getting my mindset right for the day, and then back home by 6:30 and get my son off to work, etc. And then from there, I've got quite a rigid campaign that, like, between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, I'll get through like everything that I need to organize for the week. I'll book in all the appointments that I'm going to do, organize all my team's calendar, and then an open houses, that type of thing. And then between 8 and 8:30, I'm usually working with my EA on everything that I've got booked in for myself during the week, organizing and structuring the team appointments, organizing anything that we need to put time aside to do. And then, you know, by 8:30, I'll review my emails, and then I'll be on a whip by 8:45 with my particular team. And then speaking to my operations manager about, you know, the week ahead, and, you know, and then it moves on from there. So all day Tuesday, I spend in our Terrigal office doing one-to-ones with all of my sales team, property management team, operations, etc. And then on Thursday, I spend time with my holiday team and my magazine and media company and design store. And the rest of the week, I'm pretty much actively working real estate. I'm doing appointments, listing, selling, working through all of that.
Wow. I love it. So you talked a bit about the mindset in the morning. What are some of the things that you do to work on your own personal mindset?
I do the miracle morning, Hal Eldroyd. So I usually wake up. Well, the dog wakes me up with a lick on the face about 5:30. I jump into the shower and do my affirmations. Usually have a cup of hot water and lemon, and then hit the beach for an hour. Come back, listen to an audio book or some sort of inspirational podcast. You know, I've done my 3.5 kilometers on the beach. Come back and then just really sort of, you know, tune in to thinking about, you know, do 5 gratitudes of people from the previous day that I need to recognize, and either a thank you card or some sort of text message or something. And then I do my Dr. Fred's 10, 10, 10s, 50, 10, 25s, 50s and 100s and set those up for the week or the day. Yeah.
Fantastic. I love that. Now, goal setting. Do you have a practice that you do around goal setting? Do you goal setting? How often do you goal set? What's your strategy around that?
So I do a 10-year life plan with myself, my team, and my clients. I do vision boards with them as well, and we live by our vision boards. I then have a 5-year business plan, 2-year business plan, and a 12-month business plan. That's broken down into a 90-day business plan. And then, you know, so I work on quarters for the team as far as goal setting. And that brings into line the vision board of, you know, what are we focusing on personally as well as professionally, because I think it's really important that you cross over both, that you've got to have something that you're striving for or you're working towards, and something that you're going to reward yourself with when you get there. So that's, you know, always got to be something that's really visible and clear for me. And that's, yeah, that we have an achievement board. So we take everything off the vision board, put it onto the achievement board, and we have at our end of month meetings, recognition of people that have, you know, achieved various different things, and the same thing on a quarterly basis.
Oh, makes my heart sing when I hear that stuff. I love it. So good. Yeah. So we have a 60-second quick quiz to find out a little bit of some of the favorite things. Are you ready to jump into the 60-second quick quiz?
Sure.
All right, let's go. Favorite movie?
4 Weddings and a Funeral.
Ooh, I love it. All right, cool. Favorite food?
Spaghetti.
Love it. Favorite holiday destination?
Hayman Island.
Oh, beautiful. Now, you've already mentioned your morning routine. Do you have an evening routine?
Yeah, basically a physical touch of the book, like 3 or 4 pages of a book, and a peppermint tea and a brain dump.
Beautiful. Do you have a most embarrassing moment?
I was once stowed away on a naval ship in the Bahamas and woke up halfway out to sea. So that was probably my most embarrassing moment.
I love it. If you could choose five inspirational people to have dinner with, who would they be? They could be dead or alive.
Richard Branson, Jacinda Ahern, Nelson Mandela, who else would I pick? Rod Stewart, and maybe the Dalai Lama.
Ooh, what a conversation that would be with those five. Do you have a biggest regret?
Mainly the fact that I didn't focus on myself enough when I was younger and believe in myself enough.
And if you were prime minister for the day, what would one thing that you would change?
Well, that would be dangerous. What would I change? As much as possible in one day, I suppose. I would focus on all the peacekeeping missions and anything I could do to make the world a better place.
Beautiful, beautiful. And do you have a best piece of advice?
My father always taught me that you can do anything in this world if you put your mind to it, believe it, and have a plan on how to achieve it. And that is what I had a wake-up call to at age 40, and I've lived my life by since then. I just wished I'd have done it earlier. But yeah, I think that anybody out there, even if they're struggling, really it's a matter of if you get your focus right and you can set a 10-year plan of where you want to be and what you want to achieve, there will be nothing that stops you apart from your own mindset.
Well, I love that. That's so true. So true. And what's coming up for the future? What are the plans over the next 6, 12, 24 months?
Mainly a growth phase. So I've employed Ruben Cooper into our sales manager position to help me grow the sales team. We're looking probably to acquire another permanent rental business and perhaps another, potentially another office. We've just opened a life and style design store, which is furniture and styling and concierge service. So expansion of that side of the business and really just consolidating and growing our teams to a bigger level and covering a bigger area of the coast because we've got a huge franchise area. We just need to be able to expand with more of the right people.
Yeah, beautiful. And if those people want to get in contact with you, what's the best way to reach out and or to follow your journey?
Just on my email, kathy.baker@bellproperty.com.
Wonderful. Kathy, really appreciate it. Any final words or any final tips of wisdom that you'd like to leave us with today?
I think that just if anybody's struggling in there, don't hesitate to reach out. There's always people there to help. I believe that that everything can be fixed. So, don't be out there feeling alone and struggling.
Beautiful. Kathy, I really appreciate it. Always amazing words of wisdom, so much knowledge and experience. Really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, James.